No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith. Yes, I have one of my full-time crew with me today. I'm not flying solo for Just Plane Radio. So, Keith, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing
Welcome
great.
Back.
Thank you.
Good
to be back.
Has the statute of limitations expired now that you're back? Is that what happened? Like, there's only so much you could take of me?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's expired, so I'm back for another week, and we'll see you go from there.
Well, yeah. And I got everyone back to the, the home airport last week, even flying solo. How about that? Brownie for me, points or something. I don't know. Smiley face.
Yeah, banana. Give you at least a smiley banana.
Okay. We'll just go with a banana. All right. So let's just dive into the latest.
How far away were you when you got them
aviation?
Back?
I didn't land on the wrong runway like Harrison Ford. Did you see that?
I saw a real quick news snippet of it.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Harrison this week because he's an accomplished pilot. He's an ambassador for the aviation industry.
He really is.
And it looks like, I don't know. I mean, who knows what exactly happened. But, he ended up, landing on the taxiway as opposed to the runway and got kind of close, I think, to a Southwest jet.
Where was this at?
It was out in Cali someplace, I believe. I don't remember the airport offhand. But, it's all over the news and YouTube videos are out there now showing, him coming in, and he made a comment, I guess, on the radio that, hey, is that big plane supposed to be here? something like that. So I feel bad for him because it sounds like it might just be a pilot error, and thank God nothing happened, and there'll be an investigation and all that kind of stuff, and maybe it'll turn out that it wasn't his fault, but I don't know.
Could very well be, although if he landed on a taxiway, it's hard to say that it's not his fault.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like, kind of a...
But he's not the first one to do that.
No.
And he certainly probably will not be the last.
He's the first one, though, that wears one of those Indiana Jones hats.
Yes.
Or the Han Solo vest.
Well, not too terribly long ago, there was a Continental crew that landed on the taxiway in Newark.
Really? That can't be good, because that would have been a much bigger airplane. Harrison was flying like a Husky or something, I heard.
Okay.
Or what I saw, it looked like a small little, two-pilot type plane or something.
Yeah, this is a much bigger airplane that Continental did.
Yeah. It was like a regular commercial flight, and it landed on
exactly.
A taxiway, really?
Yeah.
Wow. How could that happen? I mean, honestly, I could understand the Harrison Ford thing more than I could understand a commercial flight because they'd be flying IFR. Aren't they all tracked in to a specific runway?
Well, they are, but you still land visually most of the time.
Hmm.
Some of the airplanes have what's called 00 capability or Cat 3 capability.
Okay.
But it was not weather conditions to use Cat 3. So they just lined up on the wrong piece of pavement.
Hmm. So when you're coming in on the slope and everything with the computers going off and everything, they wouldn't alert you that, hey, you're starting to land on the
Well, they would
plane.
Definitely show you that you were off.
Yeah. I mean, a ForeFlight would tell you that.
Right.
And Harrison likes to fly those classic airplanes, so I'm guessing he didn't have that stuff, and he was just flying. It's all speculation. Who knows?
Right.
But if he's flying like a Husky or something like that, chances are it could have been he's just flying VFR and misjudged the runway some way, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how
be a little
often,
bit more difficult for an airline crew to do that.
Yeah, I would give them much less leeway as opposed to someone like Harrison Ford. And plus, I'm sucking up. I'm brown-nosing to Harrison Ford.
That's your friend.
He's my friend vicariously. Yes, he waved to me once, and so I consider us close personal friends, but his security detail...
He's a little closer to me.
Well, they keep me because 25 actually, feet away. But what
well, yeah, because I've actually had conversations with him.
You've actually talked to Harrison Ford?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And
he actually instigated the conversation.
He instigated it. Hey, you're Keith from Just Plain Radio.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
that's pretty awesome.
And smoke it.
Well, I don't think I can smoke that.
Well, now that you're
not in Florida, if we were in Colorado, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he was a nice guy. But what do you mean he came up to you? I remember you telling me you met him. It was like at the NBAA show, right?
Correct.
But I don't remember you telling me that he actually came to you and started talking. Why?
What's not? I mean, come on.
He's like, hey, do you know Greg from Just Plain Radio? Is that what he said?
No. He said, Greg's not with you, is he?
Exactly.
He wanted to make sure that he was safe to talk to us.
Yeah. So he came out and said, hey, you know, that guy you have on your show with you, he's crazy. Run. It was one of those kind of cryptic methods.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did he say seriously? What did he ask you about?
No, we were just chit-chatting about an airplane. He was coming out of a mock-up of a cabin of a new aircraft.
Okay.
A new Cessna aircraft that was being built at the time.
Right.
And so he was coming out of there, and we were walking up to it, and he just happened to be coming out at the same time, and he just
said hi. Hey, you want to give that a minute before you go in there. Is that what he said?
And then we just start chatting.
Woo!
So.
Yeah, well, he's a regular human being, I hear.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So
he does a tremendous amount for aviation.
Oh, he does.
Not only is he an ambassador, but, you know, he flies a lot of children for the Special Olympics and things like that as well.
No, he does a lot of great stuff. Yeah. You know, I've heard about his behind-the-scenes work for the industry, and you know, it's very, very noble. And obviously, he cares a lot about flying rights and things like that. Works with AOPA quite a bit. So, you know, we wish him the best. I hope it all works out well, and it doesn't limit his flying and all that kind of stuff. And he just, you know, it's a little bump in the road, and, you know, he learns from it, or whatever needs to be done is done, and we can move on. But
it shouldn't be as bad as it was for the crew of the Continental airplane.
I agree. But, you know, the problem
they
is...
are a professional flight crew.
Well, true. And, you know, whether you want to take this as, a plus or a negative, I mean, everybody knows Harrison Ford. Everybody knows Jimmy Buffett. When those guys make a mistake, you know, the world is watching, and they have their noses rubbed in it quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel for him from that side, you know, from that standpoint. You know, God forbid if I ever made a mistake. I never would. Let's be real. But God forbid if something went wrong and I had made a mistake. There's a chance Ed and Keith might give me a little grief publicly and maybe some of their friends. Yes. The added pressure.
I think that would happen.
It could be a motivator, or it could be something to really irritate you. And I usually fall in the latter category, but I just know there's no way to avoid it. So I just, whatever. Okay. But we wish him the best. And, you know, and I say that with the hopes that next time Harrison sees me, he'll let me within his 25-foot bubble and say, Greg, come on aboard. I'll take you for a ride. Yeah, pick the taxiway of your choice. We'll lay. Oh, that didn't help, did it?
No.
Oh.
No, that did not help.
I just can't help it sometimes. But anyway, all right, so we have that, and you know, we'll see where that settles down. There's some big news that we got to navigate today around Mar-a-Lago. So last week, you know, we were actually talking about this with Tom Haynes. From AOPA Live, he mentioned how, you know, AOPA is trying to work with the Secret Service and the security detail around the president to find out how they could adjust the TFR down there around Mar-a-Lago, because it's creating havoc, especially for Lantana Airport down there in West Palm. And, or in that, you know, Palm Beach area. Right. And, you know, the thing is, there's a flight school there. I know at least one. There might be a couple. I don't know. But it's creating havoc for them.
Right.
You know, and because not only is it in the TFR, it's within the 10-mile bubble.
right.
which is the real restrictive airspace. And these guys can't function. And they're talking about, hey, we're going to have to move. You know, if Trump wants to come down here every weekend and do business or whatever, it's creating a lot of problems for us. So they're trying to see if they can come up with a you know, to carve out a space where they can do some work. And the news of this TFR isn't, you know, getting out there because this past weekend, evidently, there were 12 violations of the TFR.
Wow.
And that's pretty high, isn't it?
It is very high.
Yeah. I mean, it is a relatively new TFR, being that we have a relatively new president.
And it's not the simplest TFR either, like the one over here at Disney or whatever.
No?
It's pretty layered and it's pretty complex.
All right. We'll dive into that next on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If this company is a plane, then this is Richard's damn plane. And if he wants to fly into the side of a mountain, that is his prerogative, and it is our duty to climb on, strap in, and have a fiery death right behind him.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Gonna take a for a ride on a pigeon fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. So we have these TFRs down in, around Mar-a-Lago. It's creating quite a thing when the president is in the area. And Lantana Airport in particular is having some issues, especially with some of the, flight schools at that place, and they're trying to do some training and things, and they obviously are not allowed because they're within this 30-mile TFR, actually within the 10-mile bubble, which is even more restrictive. And also, the word evidently isn't getting out to everyone because they had 12 violations evidently this past weekend around the area when the president was in the area. Now, what happened to him? I don't know. I didn't hear if anybody got buzzed by an F-18 or 34 or what are they flying them? What are they?
Typically they're going to do a King Air around that area.
That's what they're going to use for security?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. That's weird. I would thought it was like a, it wouldn't be like a big jet fighter thing, Tom Cruise looking thing.
What's he going to do?
But shoot him out of the sky!
Now, they can use some of the military airplanes at a distance.
Yeah.
But locally right there, it's usually going to be a King Air.
Huh. Okay. So what are they going to do? Just go up and say, hey!
Yeah, they'll come right along your wing.
Really?
Yeah. See, the fighter, especially the general aviation airplanes, the fighter jets can't get quite that slow.
Hmm.
They can get pretty slow.
I got you. So they're just like up there putzing around, kind of watching the area? Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. Well, there, that was something I didn't know right there. Now, you were talking about the TFR, the way it is right now, and AOPA is trying to figure out a way to see if they can notch out an area where they could allow Lantana Airport to still operate, and we'll see how that progresses. But it's a little technical as it is, even as it is right now. Why? What does it look like? What, I mean, you got 10 miles, obviously, around the center area.
Right.
And then it extends out to 30, right?
Right.
So that covers a big swath of the east coast of Florida there.
Yeah, the big problem in Florida is there's so many airports along the coast of Florida, and mm-hmm. and even inland as well.
Yeah.
Because it's been a military tactical state for so many years.
Right.
And so a lot of those airports that were military are now civilian airports and general aviation, and Lantana is certainly one of them.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing that Trump's place is actually like 2 miles from mm-hmm. Palm Beach Airport.
Oh, okay.
So it's very, very close, and it's right on final. I mean, I've flown over his place.
Well, how are they getting around it? Is there a shelf that they can come in under or something?
No, they allow anybody who's under a TSA program. Mm-hmm. So all the airlines have TSA approved programs.
Right.
So all the passengers are screened.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And all the crew members have had background checks and all that kind of stuff. That's after 9/11, one of the things that went into play was all airline crew members had to be fingerprinted and have background checks and everything else done.
I see.
So now they do that prior to getting hired.
Okay. And so the TFR doesn't apply to them.
Correct.
I see. It's just general aviation. They're flying around with visual flight rules and that kind of thing.
Right. Okay. And those are the most affected. If you go in through a gateway airport, if you're general aviation, go through a gateway airport, which Orlando International is one,
mm-hmm.
or Fort Lauderdale is another one. You can go in through one of those airports, stop there first, have your aircraft and your passenger screened by TSA, then you can go ahead and go on in.
Hmm. So, under VFR, or you have to have a...
No, you have... Well, you have to be... You could be VFR, but you have to be with a squawk code with ATC and...
Mm-hmm.
And
they got to walk you through.
Communications, and you've got to be in contact with them.
Okay. So you can get special permission to fly into the TFR.
Right.
Just like we would here in Disney, around Disney.
Yes. But you could not, say depart from Tallahassee and go in there
mm-hmm.
under general aviation because there's not a gateway airport.
Got it.
Would have to fly into Orlando International first,
mm-hmm.
have TSA come out, scan your aircraft,
and then say,
check all the
you're
passengers,
good to go.
Clear everything, and then clear you on in.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's ways to get around it from that way if you want to get. But as far as what they're having issues with is just general flight training, practicing. People
right
want
now,
to go up and take a look.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
you heard us
done.
Talking about that for, every time Obama came into Orlando,
right,
it shut us down because we're in that same realm there from Orlando International Airport
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because we're only 7 miles from the airport,
yeah,
international, and so it shuts us down every time somebody comes in here. And
yeah,
he used to come in here quite a bit.
Well, if they're talking about doing some kind of notch out, I would imagine they'd have some runway they'd open up and say you could fly, west straight, and you got to go that to a certain degree, and then they create a corridor to have people come in and out, and then don't violate that space, right?
Right. Yeah.
But that's a little more technical.
Yep.
And you were saying it's already kind of crazy how it's set up, but why?
Well, no, I mean it's pretty much the same as any TFR before.
Yeah.
But the fact that Lantana is right inside there,
mm-hmm.
if he's there for the weekend, which he has been
right.
frequently,
yeah,
playing golf and what have you,
mm-hmm.
They can't do anything at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
And even if they can get a corridor or something like that out there, I mean, think about that. If you're a brand new flight student, a lot of them have difficulties talking on the radio to begin with.
Yeah.
And so you're probably going to have to be in contact with ATC. And
yeah, if you just want to go up and do the circuit there.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. You're going to have to take off. You're going to have to go somewhere else to go do landing practice.
Yeah.
So it increases the cost of training.
Sure.
Because you have to go fly someplace else now.
Yeah.
And so does everybody else who's flying out of that airport to do landings.
Right. So, well, yeah, just flying around the pattern. You don't think they could carve that out?
No.
There's no way to just do the pattern.
Well, there's ways to do it, but whether or not they will or not.
Yeah, because that's what they'd want to be able to do, is be able to keep a pattern open and then have them fly out to some place where they could do,
the normal skills. The normal skills training that they have to do.
Yeah, but like you said, I don't know. It says AOPA is working on it. We'll see what happens. I mean, but I do feel for the. I mean, I saw the video of the guy from Lantana Airport, and I mean, he looked like he was almost in tears, like, everybody's leaving me.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Well, and it's kind of like if you had road construction in front of your business.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, nobody can get in there. Well, what happens to your business? It's going to shut down.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, Trump is a little sympathetic to his plight, I would guess, being a business guy himself.
And being very big in aviation.
Yeah. So we'll have to see where.
So it'll be interesting to see how they, to see if he himself gets involved at all.
Absolutely. More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
Of course, that is Jimmy Buffett. He is announcing dates for his spring-summer tour right now. He's coming to Orlando, I believe, in April? I forget. But he just announced. Isn't he down there by Trump? Doesn't Jimmy still have a place down there in Palm Beach, too?
I don't know.
I know he does.
Certainly used to, but whether or not he still does or not, I don't know.
And, he would fly to his gigs and stuff, especially when he was playing Florida. I just wonder if this TFR is affecting him. I mean, obviously, if he's still down there, it is. And I'm guessing he's not a fan, because I don't think he falls on that side of the political spectrum, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he and Trump are not the best of friends, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't know. We might be surprised. Maybe they're neighbors or something, and they get along pretty well. But I do wonder if the TFR is affecting him, or maybe he's one of the 12 that violated it last week. that could be. Yeah, I haven't seen any details on that, by the way. Does the FAA release that stuff when they have a violation? Is that public information once it do they investigate it themselves and keep it to themselves? Do you know?
No, I think it's public after the investigations and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, most of them, I think, happened like last Friday when Trump came into Palm Beach to Mar-a-Lago, and, a lot of airplanes, or 12 of them, evidently violated the TFR, and we'll have, Mr. Trump to answer to. No,
FAA.
FAA. And the FAA, I don't think, is a huge fan either. I kind of wonder if that could that come into play too, or you think they'll just say, hey, now wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, we got to do something here.
No, I think probably most of those things were probably just airplanes that, clipped the TFR because they didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's a temporary kind of thing. They didn't check their news info properly before they flew into the area. I'm like, hey, we didn't know about this. What do you mean he's in town? You didn't do your pre-flight planning correctly.
That's right.
You get a demerit. No smiley face.
The FAA is here to help. Take your certificate away.
And money. Well, it's hand in hand.
Yes.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
About this time, someone is telling you to get on the plane. Get on the plane, get on the plane. I say, you, I'm getting in the plane. In the plane. Let Evel Knievel get on the plane. I'll be in here with you folks in uniform.
I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high. Shawty, I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high. Shawty, I be flying high, it take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, disappear, please don't reply, bye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Keith navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so, you know, I really didn't plan it this way, but we're talking a lot about Trump today, whether it's him being in Mar-a-Lago and creating all these TFRs or some of the comments he's made about, you know, regulation regarding the FAA. There's a lot going on right now that can potentially affect us general aviators or the rules that we have to abide by. Now, a couple things. One of the executive orders he signed recently was this regulatory crackdown, where basically for every new piece of regulation that a federal agency makes, he has signed an executive order that you must knock down too. So he wants to streamline the regulatory process. And that sounds great. And, you know, if you're not one of the people that have to do the streamlining, I guess. But this could affect the FAA. And that's what I'm reading about this week, is how it is potentially affecting the FAA. Let's take an example of basic med. Third-class medical reform that we've been talking about for the last few months. Could this end up affecting it? Because basically they want to, you know, create this new regulation to make general aviation a little easier to deal with and cut down on some of the medical bureaucracy that, you know, general aviators have had to deal with. But that's going to be a new piece of legislation. So the FAA is going to evidently have to knock off two in order to get that one through. Now, they say there's a lot of duplication of regulations on the books. There's a lot of old ones that are kind of outdated and don't really apply anymore. So it's kind of, I guess you could look at it as like this could be spring cleaning for the FAA's regulations. And, you know, whether they have plenty that they can do and consolidate and not have any issues with knocking off those regulations in order to get a new one that makes sense approved, I guess time will tell. But what do you think, Keith?
Well, I think that has been long overdue.
Yeah.
For the FAA.
It's a big old book, that FARS book, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's so steeped in red tape that everything gets bogged down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do everything within, you know, if they give you a letter, for instance, we were just talking about these guys that violated TFRs.
Right.
So the pilots of those aircraft will most likely get a letter, and they will be given a certain time frame, usually less than 30 days or a maximum of 30 days to reply.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the FAA could take as long as they want to reply to you.
Yeah.
And so things like this third class medical, how long have we been trying to get the reform through? It's
right.
been years.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it take that long? So maybe this will help the push them along to move up to the current generation of avionics, current generation of medicals, current generation of everything that's happening, because they're really about 40 years behind us.
Hmm. Really that far, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, that doesn't sound very promising. You know, but the thing is, are they going to, or are they taking this news well? Or they're going like, we got to do what now? Oh, man. I let my room get so dirty. I don't want to do any spring cleaning now. You know?
Well, that would mean that they would actually have to work.
Oh, boy. All right. Send your hate mail for folks that work with the FAA to Keith@justplainradio.com. But I tend to agree with you. But still, send your hate mail to Keith. And justplainradio.com. Now, here's the thing. It sounds good in theory, but I'm sure the people that have to knuckle down and figure out which ones are going to eliminate, I'm guessing they're not very happy about having right. to deal with this mess. So we'll see. We'll see how it pans out.
A good example of this is the fact that you need to use a complex airplane for your commercial.
What do you mean?
Retractable gear.
Right.
Single-engine airplanes, how many new single-engine airplanes are made with retractable landing gear? There aren't. There haven't been any for many years.
Yeah.
Because as the technology has advanced, the airplanes can go faster
right.
with fixed gear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're struggling trying to find or to use 40-plus-year-old airplanes – like a Piper Arrow or something like that.
Right, 206 or something.
To get your commercial certificate that has retractable landing gear.
Yeah.
And when, you know, you can do that function when you get your multi-engine rating.
Got it. So it sounds like you're trying to apply common sense into the regulations. So some of those, I don't know if they could easily just be, let's eliminate that requirement and do that. But I guess you could just go through the FARS book with a highlighter. It's like, we don't need that anymore. You know, that's when, you know. But that, or each one of those is a specific regulation, but it wouldn't they, like something like that, wouldn't that be part of another regulation or a bigger one?
Some of them are, yes.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't know. They're going to
have to figure
it out. Which
is what makes it difficult for pilots to figure out, well, they read this regulation, but they didn't read this one over here and
right.
didn't know that they actually... you know, go together.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Well, we'll see how they handle this.
It will be interesting.
You think it'll
least.
Be a spring cleaning, or it'll go well into the summer and into the next year or so?
Well, you know, that'll be the interesting part, you know, because Trump wants results.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if if they want a new regulation, they got to knock out too. So it kind of forces them at least to do some cutting while they're thinking about adding anything.
Right.
So I guess we got to find out which regulations are they ready to bail on, or maybe they got a list, you know, already. Like, okay, here's our category of these are the ones we're gonna, just don't do anything to them till we're ready to add something new. But it at least forces them to knock something off.
Right.
All right. Yeah. And you know, I don't know. I'm guessing with the attitude that I've seen coming out of the White House so far that the FAA probably not a huge Trump fan because they see these potential cuts coming down. There was talk of privatization for ATC. I saw a video of him talking to some of the commercial airline folks talking about that, you know, privatization possibility of setting up ATC as a nonprofit corporation. I know we've talked about that on the show before. And obviously that would directly affect the FAA, which the commercial airline folks that I saw didn't seem to be huge fans of.
Right.
And they just think maybe along those lines, like, hey, it's 40 years old. We got to come up with a better system. But that could potentially hurt us in general aviation, right?
It could very much hurt the general aviation.
Yeah. So there's some, you know, there's some pitfalls.
Because if
anyway,
you do privatize it, you know, I've changed my stance on this. Before I was for privatization of it.
Yeah.
And I've changed my stance on this now because with the more I get into it, the more I look at it, it's a little bit different than, you know, a regular company, a non-aviation company, being privatized, such as TSA or something like that being privatized.
Right.
I think that would be a good thing. However, in the aviation industry, ATC, the only way they would be able to fund it would be with user fees. That's their plan to fund. And user fees have hurt general aviation all over the world,
mm-hmm.
which is why a lot of foreign countries do their training over here.
Yeah, it's one thing to tack on a fee to an airline ticket for a commercial carrier, but when you're tacking on, you know, that fee to a general aviation pilot who's just doing, you know, runarounds the, you know, the flight path there. Right. And every time he comes down for a touchdown, that's $25 or whatever. That adds up very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah. And next thing you know, you're putting them out of business money-wise.
And we've already got a pilot shortage, not only in the U.S., but worldwide. That would increase that pilot shortage.
Yeah.
Because the cost of aviation, the cost of training for a commercial pilot would just go so high that people just aren't going to do it.
Yeah. Because and what would they do?
Because
they would,
the benefit on the other end is not that great.
And if they're getting hit every time they land someplace, you know, they're going to do less landings,
right?
Less practice.
Which makes people less safe.
Yeah, exactly. So there's some issues there. And then there's this whole next-gen thing, which, you know, I'm not totally clear on even what that means, because that's an overall thing that the FAA uses. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next, right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN. Your Dive Safety Association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so next gen. You know, Trump was talking about it last week with the folks from the commercial aviation industry. And you might have saw the news. And one of the guys, or he made a comment, he was like, hey, my pilot told me this next gen thing or what the FAA is doing is crazy. It's a system we're putting in place. And he's like, it's nonsense. It's worthless. You know, not a fan. He goes, what do you guys think? Well, we need to make it a ATC, turn it into a nonprofit organization. And, they were alluding, I think, to eliminating the FAA or ATC oversight by the FAA. I don't know. Who knows where that's going to go? But there is confusion about what next gen means, and I may be off base here, and correct me if I'm wrong. It'd be the first time ever, Keith. But I believe next gen.
You're wrong.
I didn't hear you.
I said you're wrong.
Did you say something?
Yes.
So there was, there's this technology with tracking planes and ADS-B and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And there's specific technologies that they're, in the process of putting into place right now. It's been going on for a few years.
Quite a few years.
The next gen moniker is like an overall broad brush type of program that those little elements and technology are a part of. There's not like next gen technology, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I don't think that's what the system is called.
Basically, it's an overhaul of the transportation system.
Yeah, the next generation of, tracking airplanes and having them come into airports and stuff. So there is specific parts of next gen that are next gen, but it also over, like an umbrella term used for all this other technology and specific technologies that they're putting into place. So it's a little convoluted. It's a little hard to understand on one level when you kind of look at it from that perspective, because it's not like, okay, this next-gen software will be in full effect working on this date. I'm not sure if it's laid out that way. I don't know. Have you heard?
Well, it's billions,
right?
Literally billions with a B.
Yeah, it's already like
over budget.
$7 billion has been blown on this.
So how about $7.4 billion?
Did I have the numbers flipped?
Yeah.
Yeah. First time ever I got something wrong.
Yeah.
Golly.
So, and it's way over budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's way, way behind where it should be as far as implementation and so forth.
Right.
And, one of the things that he blasted, if you will, in that interview was Horta, the head of the FAA, because Horta's previous position...
Horta was deported, wasn't he?
Maybe he was on the list. I don't know.
Okay.
But, he was the... what was he? He was like the head of the Olympics.
Oh.
The Olympic Chair Committee or something like that.
All right.
And so he was appointed by the Obama administration.
Yeah.
He's not a pilot, so he knows nothing about aviation.
Okay.
He was over the Port Authority in New York.
All right.
He has some, if you will, some transportation knowledge because he was over the Port Authority. Of course,
right.
That's more than just the ports there.
Mm-hmm.
Buses,
subways.
Buses, subways, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he does have some transportation background, but he's not a pilot. So he doesn't understand any of this stuff.
Yeah. Not ideal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You want to have somebody who kind of knows the system at the upper echelon of management of the FAA.
Yeah, or how to implement it and that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean...
What's really needed and what's not needed.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to be in that system.
Right. Well, you would think, pilots that have to deal with the current system would know what needs fixed. And that's why Trump probably talked to his pilot about it, and he just kind of shook his head, and he's like, my pilot was kind of like, I don't understand why they can't get this right. This is ridiculous what they've been doing. They're spending way too much money, and nothing's happening, or it's not progressing as fast as it should. And I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, if that's the, like you said, Trump kind of raises his fist like, hey, we want a drop-dead date. This has to be working by this time, blah, 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 and maybe put down some lines in the sand in that regard. I don't know. We will see. But next-gen, is kind of an umbrella term. But, there are elements of it that have to do with tracking the airplane so they can more efficiently space them and maybe handle higher traffic levels more efficiently. And that's because of kind of like the ADS-B kind of thing, right? So, they do want to modernize the system quite a bit. So it hasn't been for naught. And FAA, in their defense, have already said, where I got the $2.7 billion is that's what they've said NextGen has already benefited the aviation industry, $2.7 billion. So they've come back and said, hey, we've already given this many benefits back from trying to, modernize the system as it is now. So they look at it as a progressive rollout kind of thing.
but it's 4.3 billion in the hole yet.
Is that what it is?
Well, if they spent 7.4 and they're 2.7 given back.
I'm not going to bother with the math. I hate math. But you just know it's a government agency kind of thing, so it's probably not the most efficient process in the world. But whatever, we'll see how it unfolds. And
it's going to be interesting over
for general aviation. We get the ADS-B thing, and that's it's been pushed back a little bit, but that's making some progress.
It is, but now it's good. 2020 is the date, and it got pushed back because the FAA was not at the level that they were supposed to be at.
By then, I'll be flying again.
Do you work for the government?
Hey, that's a great excuse. And on that disturbing note, we'll end. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.